Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be addressing a question that often comes in the mind of people who are aware of the nature of the beliefs of the pagan Arabs who were present at the time of the genesis of Islam. We can pose this question in the following way. When we look at the verses of the Holy Quran, we see that in many verses of the Holy Quran, God says that these Arabs who were present at the time of the descent of the Quran and the beginning of the Islamic religion, they admitted God's attribute of being the creator of the universe, meaning they admitted that God is the creator of the universe. So the question arises, what exactly was the point of difference between them and the Islamic beliefs and the message of Islam that was bringing? The answer to this question is this, that while it's true that these people admitted that God is the creator of the universe, they also, on the contrary, conversely, they said that God, after creating the universe and the beings in the universe, one of which was man, he handed over the affairs of the universe, the caretaking of the universe, its nourishment, its training, its upbringing, its regulation, to a series of demigods. And these demigods were had the responsibility of overseeing the affairs of the universe. This was the reason why these beings worshipped these idols. Of course, this was one of the reasons why idolatry and polytheism began to spread in the Arabian Peninsula. There's other reasons as well. For example, some historians say that these Arabs argued by saying that it's impossible for us, for a human being, to conceive of the ultimate deity who created the universe. And because of this insufficiency and deficiency in knowledge and an understanding of this being, it would be impossible to worship that being, as worship is subordinate to understanding and the comprehension of the being that you're worshiping. So because of that, they said that because we don't have access to that being, that ultimate being, we worship these demigods as they are mediums between us and that ultimate God. This was another reason why polytheism became prevalent in that place. In any case, the Quran, it rejects this idea that these demigods or these subordinate beings, it was the responsibility of them to regulate the affairs of the universe. Rather, God Almighty says that this is an exclusive property of God. It calls this Tawheed fil Rububiyyat. And this is a message and a very important and integral part of the message of Islam and the message of all of the prophets. For example, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, was arguing with the polytheists in Surah An'am verse 76 to 78, it relates the following from him. From Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. The Prophet Abraham was arguing with his people. He saw a star. The people of the time of Abraham would worship these astronomical bodies, the stars, the moon, the sun, and these kind of things, because of the same reason. They thought that these were the beings whose responsibility it was to regulate the affairs of the universe. The Prophet Abraham, he argues with them by saying that these astronomical bodies, they are subject to decay, they're subject to destruction, they set, they rise, they're subject to motion. If the regulation of the affairs of the universe was in the hands of these beings, such beings, the universe would be destroyed. It wouldn't last, just like these bodies don't last. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the problem of the unity of God's Lordship. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.